Well, I always had an interest in coffee from way back years ago. Loved drinking the stuff and even preparing it. Bit of a home barista, if you want to call it that. And so the next step was to grow my own, and I had a few trees at home, and then the next thing expanded to a mini orchard, I guess you'd say.
We've got quite a few trees here. Some of them are about waist height. Some of them are clearly fresh in the ground. How have they been going in the Bundaberg climate?
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge. Yeah, it's a dry town, dry region, so it's all under irrigation, obviously, trickle irrigation. So I've had to certainly keep that up this long hot summer that we've had. The heat does knock the trees around a bit, and the wind too, and Bundy certainly has its fair share of wind as well. But considering those things, they're doing quite well.
So you've had your first season of some of the more mature ones. What did you learn in the process of your first harvest?
Yeah, well, certainly realizing how labor intensive it is, the harvesting operation. So it's all done by hand. There won't be any machinery used here because it's only a small plantation. But I think it gives you an appreciation of what they do overseas, even in the third world countries where it's all just hand harvested. And yeah, that's going to be the beauty of this. I'm going to be able to sort of promote it as hand picked.
And doing the smaller plot, does that allow you to iron out the wrinkles before you start planting, hectares of the stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a bit of a dream of mine at this stage. But yeah, it's been a great learning curve. Learning about soils and nutrition and just composting as well is a very important part of all this. Yeah, so I think so. Ironing out some of the small little challenges, ready for hopefully a spread out of a bigger plantation one day.
Are they a hardy plant? Do they respond well, overcome pests and disease well?
Yeah, look, they are, generally speaking, got your typical scales and aphids and things, like a lot of citrus and similar sort of trees. But other than that, there's not a real lot that they have unique to them. So, yeah, just keeping the normalised pests and bugs off, yeah, they do okay.
Now, among the rows, as we look around, I see a couple of pawpaws planted in between a few of the rows. What's the idea behind that?
Yeah, right. So the pawpaws are only just young ones at the moment, but their plan for them is to grow to full height and provide a bit of shade, like a shade canopy, sort of over the trees, because coffee does benefit from sort of a partial shade cover. Like they are a rainforest plant, as you would realise. So yeah, a bit of shade cover as they advance certainly preserve the moisture in the soil as well as help the trees.
Why do you think Australia, Bundaberg, we don't grow more coffee?
I just think it's because there's a plentitude of other crops. I mean, there's sugarcane in abundance around the area, and macadamias, obviously, and avos. So the guys growing that, obviously, that's a long-term crops, most of those things. So coffee is a bit of a specialty thing. I think you have to have a personal interest in it to sort of pursue it. And if you don't have that, I think you're going to be spending a lot of hours and a lot of sort of hard yakka for something that you're not really that interested in.
So it's a fair bit of work to get them to the point where you're ready to harvest the red ones, and then it's a fair bit of work again once they come off the tree, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not certainly not over once you pick the right fruit. They've got to be pulped in a pulping machine, and then fermented, and then dried, and then a second skin, once it's dry, has to be removed. And then only then is it ready for roasting, and then roasting is another whole black art in itself, so they say. So yeah, it's quite a few steps along the way before it hits your cuppa.
Do you ever think you'd work so hard for a cup of coffee?
Never in my life, never in my life. But at least I've learned a lot along the way and had a bit of fun anyway.
When will you know that it's worthwhile scaling up?
To be truthful, I don't know the answer to that question. I'm just coming into the first season, as we said. I'm just going to see how they taste, because I really won't know until the final roasting process is done of this first lot, and they may taste horrible, but I'm hoping they won't. I hope they taste nice. I hope it's got a good flavour profile, so that there'll be some interest from some local cafes or other things like that.
So we could be one day maybe drinking your blend in the future.
I sure hope so. It'd be a real privilege to see that eventuate, yeah.